This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. No Adam Schefter audio. So we won't talk about the departure of the Cowboys' 2021 first-round pick. Let's talk about the departure of the Cowboys' 2023 first-round pick. Let's do it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing and Window Nation.
And just to follow up on all the Adam Schefter stuff, you felt like he doubled down after the audio we played yesterday?
Yeah, so we played the audio yesterday from an interview he did with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, and Evan... I keep forgetting his last
Cohen.
Name. Cohen. Evan Cohen, yeah.
Wolchuk would be happy with you.
He did the... He basically told them, like, he thinks the Cowboys and Mike are heading for a divorce. And that this is what's eventually going to happen, whether it's now, a year from now, 2 years from now, long-term deal doesn't get done. And so that's one thing. People say stuff all the time, be a little flippant with some things. When you do a million interviews like that, you have a tendency to maybe sometimes have to double back and say, hey, by the way, this is actually what I meant to say, or this is this or that. And he did not do that yesterday. He went on his podcast and said the exact same thing and said, I think they're heading for a divorce. So that to me says, when you're doubling down, you've thought about this, and it wasn't just said something kind of just, oh, in a loose moment, and you weren't, like, super locked in. This is, like, a big story to you that you think needs to be talked about. And the fact that he's all of a sudden going this direction, the trade request has been out there. Did we talk to him after the request was made?
Talk to
Schefter when we had him on last.
No.
Okay, so it was before the request was made. Either way, he's talked about they want the request. To all of a sudden pivot to a divorce is coming, I can't imagine it's just Mike Asai going, hey, really start pushing this request, though. He must sense something from Dallas's side. Whether it's been told directly or heard through league circles, he must sense that there's a problem between the two of them now, and it's not just one party wanting out.
And I think Jerry's like, I'll have a full season to fix it. I can turn on the charm whenever I want. We got a full year.
Yeah.
We got over 20 weeks to work it out.
Yeah.
And until then, we will save $20 million in making you play for 24 or 21, whatever it is.
I mean, if they don't want him to go anywhere, if they just legitimately are like, you're playing here and this is what we're doing, they can keep him here for 3 more years.
Yeah.
Like, without a problem. And so that's the thing that is faced with that Mike is facing right now, that, like you've mentioned before, does Mike just have to, like, really raise a stink? Does it, the Charles Haley line, where Charles Haley, in this documentary, they talk about Charles Haley walked into the office of the general manager. In San Francisco, peed on his desk in front of him and looked at him and said, this is how bad I want out of here.
And swung at George Seifert.
And it's like,
threw a punch.
If Micah did that, maybe he gets traded. I don't think Micah wants to do that. I don't think Micah is at that level.
Well, Charles almost hit Jerry with a helmet, and that didn't get him out of here. So I don't know if that.
In fact,
would work
that got a
Jerry.
Contract done. That got Emmett's deal done.
Got
so
Emmett's deal done.
Maybe that's how we get Micah's deal done. You just have Charles walk back in there and pop off a little bit. But I do think that this is indicative that there's at least a. I don't think it's a 100% certainty to Dallas of, like, nope, he's here. And we're just keeping it. It at least opens up to the idea that Dallas must be looking at, people in Dallas must be looking at, like, hey, we got to talk about what it might look like if he's not here, if this doesn't get fixed. Because they haven't called. I mean, that's the thing that we keep hearing is that there's not been anything that's occurred yet. It's like, all right, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to work on this? Are you going to do anything about this? Or are you just going to kind of sit back and let it happen? So we were out there at practice yesterday. Micah Parsons was in attendance. He showed up about 30 minutes into practice. Missed a lot of the stretching stuff, but showed up and parked his chair outside and just
not getting the back worked on.
No. So, I mean, his he needed to sit because of his back, I guess. And so he had the chair set up there, was sitting there talking with Trayvon Diggs for a lot of the day. I saw a lot of people on social media sharing pictures of him on the side, and they're like, who's this guy standing there talking to him all day? Is this somebody in the salary cap department? It's like, no, that's Tad. That's Tad Carper, the Cowboys PR director. So he was just sitting there chatting with Micah for a lot of the afternoon. So if you were out at practice yesterday and wondered who that was, that's Tad Carper, their PR director. But when that all is going on and Micah's sitting there for that whole practice.
How was the crowd out there? Anyone yell, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's so hard to hear and the noise of them yelling my name. Like, it's hard to distinguish which one of you is it. And so, like, I'm a little bit like, guys, please, like, I got to work. But, the love was definitely being showered upon me. And I just had to act too cool to even hear it. But it was mostly, all right, Peyton, you want these
how
hands?
Many people?
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think how many
was
people.
Was it packed? Was it half full? Was it three quarters?
It was full on one side, and then the other side was like maybe 70% full or something like that. There were a lot of people. I don't know. There were a lot of people like walking in the little like end zone area for some reason.
What,
like,
about the physicality that we kept hearing about?
I mean, there was a fight at one point. It was I'm trying to remember who it was. I can't. Damone Clark mixed it up with one of the like back end of the roster backs, and I can't remember who it was. But he had basically not liked to Chivitas and kind of walked up and like blindside knocked him down during a Joe Milton scramble, and that started some pushing and shoving for a few minutes that had to be broken up. But a little chippy. I mean, we had the great George Pickens catch, which we played earlier. The coolest thing I saw at training camp yesterday was
Schoon got banged up. Jaden blew back.
Schoon had left the field with a trainer midway through practice. Not sure what the issue is there yet. Jaden Blue said he feels good. He feels like he doesn't have any limitations, so he says that he feels healthy and ready to go. But the coolest thing I saw is when we went down there and we walked down to the field to do post-practice interviews with players on the field, two guys that were working off to the side, and Aiden will have this video up here, Donovan Ezeraku and Lyle Collins were spending 15 minutes working together. And we've seen this before, and you'll see it right there on the fan cam. It's a cool thing when you see the veteran taking somebody out of the way and just trying to show, hey, this is what you got to watch out for here. I know there was something similar going on with Tyler Booker and Osa Odighizuwa, that he was trying to show Tyler, like, hey, these are some certain things that people are going to do. But, I mean, we just finished watching the Wall documentary that the Cowboys did, and they talked about how big an impact DeMarcus Ware had on Tyron Smith for sharing insight as a young player. Tyron did that for Micah, and Micah has talked about how much he appreciated it. So I always think this is cool whenever you see a veteran who's spending time with the younger players and being like, hey, let's give you a hand here. And especially somebody like LC, who just came back into the fold recently and is basically a 13. He is. They were not kidding. You know how sometimes you hear about he's in the best shape of his life. LC is, look at him there. He is lighter. Like when I first got down there, I had to look and I was like, wait, that's Lyle? Like, that doesn't even look like him.
Yeah.
He's genuinely as fit as I've seen him in a really long time. All right, let's talk about the Cowboys first round pick that I just teased a second ago. John Machota had an article up over at The Athletic yesterday that was, the headline alone is one that's going to make you raise an eyebrow a little bit, because I think some people have felt like, as bad as Mozzie Smith has been, or as frustrating as Mozzie Smith has been, I think everybody's just been like, yeah, but 3-year rule, he'll be around, they don't have any defensive tackles, whatever else. John writes, the actions speak for themselves. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackles Osa Odighizuwa and Solomon Thomas have not played one snap in the preseason. Mozzie Smith has played in both games, 42 total snaps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He was still on the field in the second half of Saturday's second preseason game. That is a bad sign for you. If you're not in there getting reps to get stronger, if you are just a normal player and you're in there in the second half of a preseason game, that's usually show us something, dude.
Yeah.
He says it's clear the Cowboys still need to see more from their 2023 first round pick. If Smith was meeting expectations, he would not be playing more than a series or two, if at all, in the preseason. While many assume he'll be on the 53-man roster, his name is one to think about when hearing Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer talk Monday. Shotty said, "We're still in the information gathering process. We'll sit down after we play Friday and we'll make some decisions about the entire roster. There will probably be some surprises from some of the mock things that are out there in terms of, hey, I thought for sure that guy was going to make it." I think right now, if we're looking at the Cowboys and the roster decisions that they're making, I think Mozzie's probably off. I think the Cowboys, when we talk about bubble guys of you're on the bubble, but are you in the bubble or are you out the bubble and trying to play in or may play your way off? Mozzie's on the outside and he's got to play in. This is, I think, reached a point for the Cowboys where they're like, time to show it, dude.
Mm.
And I wonder, to a lesser extent, this is more just a sense or a question that I have right now, is if Luke Schoonmaker's similar. Schoonmaker, he left the field yesterday, like we said, with the injury. He was a little banged up. They've talked positively about some of the work he's done. I've heard more positive things about him than Mozzie in some of their public comments. But it's just some of the work that he's done and some of the teams that he's run with during these practices, I just wonder if they're getting a little frustrated with, hey, we got to start setting an example of you're not just going to be here because of where you were picked.
Yeah.
And Mozzie, I think right now, is definitely out. I think Schoonmaker might be kind of waffling there. And if that's the case, DeMarvin Overshown's not going to be available for you at the beginning of the season. That would mean if those two were gone, at minimum, all of your first four rounds, your picks from the first four rounds of the draft 2 years ago would not be on your team to start the season.
Wow.
Just 2 years ago. Because they had Junior Fajoco that they took. And even if you look behind that, Eric Scott is not here anymore. The others that are on the roster, Awesome Richards, who I think is on, but I mean, he's had some struggles at times. They like a lot of different guys on the offensive line. Deuce Vaughn was in the sixth, and then Jalen Brooks in the seventh. I'm just saying, it's not impossible that none of them could be available. It's not likely, but it's not impossible that your 2023 draft class is all unavailable to you at the start of the season.
Will McClay, a pristine reputation.
So this is where I think this is actually not a credit, but I guess this is I think something that should be used as an example of why scouting is what it is. So they've been so good for so long at hitting these things that you're going to hit a class like they did. I think 2019 was one of those. You're going to hit a class where you don't hit anybody. It's just the law of averages. You're not going to be able to just correctly project out everybody consistently like that. And so the pressure you put on the personnel department every year to, hey, repopulate this roster. We're not going to spend anything. Go find us four starters. And then if you have a draft like 23 where you may have ended up with none to start the season and one depending on how Overshown comes back from his knee, that's where, yeah, you may look at the scouting department and go like, oh, why didn't you guys miss those? Well, the law of averages says out of 10 of them, yeah, one of them's going to miss. And that's what you've done is that that was the draft class that you had some swings and misses on, and that's unfortunate. But now you've put yourself in a bad position and set your roster back because of it. And it's because you won't spend more aggressively in free agency.
All right, we have the guest list in the final hour of the Hump Day edition. Hump Day. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20. What type of mood is he going to be in after last night and this Royals series? But what does Nick Eatman think about the Adam Schefter divorce report on Micah now and his surprises from the Cowboys Netflix documentary? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.